Gashia House is an acclaimed facility that uses culturally sensitive treatments and also sports a bilingual staff made up of Hmong shamans, attendants, and administrators. Several hundred Hmong, including refugees or former soldiers suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, use the facility. Mai Zhang Vu, a state refugee services specialist, says federal funding expired last October, leaving a shortfall of $600,000 in Gashia House's annual operating budget. She says the center is now struggling to provide for its clients.
If they were to maintain their operational budget that they had from the federal, they were short $200,000 to $300,000 from that.
Vu says Dane County is helping by providing Medicaid reimbursements for crisis management cases. A fundraiser last November kicked in $12,000 more. But she says unless some new revenue surfaces, the future of Gashia House is bleak.
As the waiting list of people, you know, wanting to go to Gashia House built up, we really want to make sure that people know about the situation and that they support Gashia House by donating money, donating items for the auction we will be doing this coming November.
Vu says there could be possible funds from the state's mental health programs, but concedes it's a long shot. Gashia House has operated since 2000. It served as a model for other mental health centers in California and Minnesota, which also have high populations of Hmong. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.